With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
And now, it's your turn to talk. As the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
I don't know whose rage was worse, Greg's in traffic or Casey Kasem when he had to do a dead dog request after an up-tempo song.
On WAAF.
All right, time now for today's Hill Mail voicemail messages, and they are brought to you by the fine people at East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out to them today and find out about an amazing deal. You're going to get 10% off a brand new metal roof. EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. That's where you go. EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. And here for you right now are the very best Hill Mail voicemail messages that have been left over the previous 24 hours.
Wednesday, 7:17 a.m.
So if all of these people that end up going to bars, disappearing, and then get found in a body of water are the victims of the smiley face killer, then what would we call LB, considering he's always getting lost in bars and ending up in Gardner? Would we call him the jaundice face swiller?
End of message.
LB out again? We'll be back at some point.
Wednesday, 9:27 a.m.
Hey, how you doing? This is Jim over at Rustic Fire Protection. And, Greg, just want to let you know that we heard your complaints yesterday about the man broken down in traffic. And we want you to let you know that we fired that gentleman for his poor driving capability. So just to let you know, that's handled. And that guy will not be working for us any longer. Thank you.
I hope that my unfortunate road rage incident on this show did not lead to anything happening. That guy who broke down in the middle of the bike.
I'm sure it didn't. Probably wasn't his fault.
Not my intention. I was a little frustrated, as many of us can get in traffic, and my sincere apologies.
Wednesday, 6:18 p.m.
So today, my wife allowed our 13-year-old daughter to stay home from school because during the night her rabbit died. Now, is this a legitimate bereavement day, Danielle, or is it just bad parenting?
End of message.
I think that's legitimate.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, hopefully your daughter has already made her career choice at the age of six or seven.
Right.
And so she's on the track to be a successful adult by the time she's 10. We learned yesterday that a majority of parents want their child to choose their career and be working toward it at the age of 5.5. Some of the lawnmower parents or snowplow parents, whatever you choose to call them. And so I hope that your kid, I mean, if you're listening and you have a kid who's six or seven and they're more into trying to keep the crayon coloring in the lines as opposed to choosing their career, you're way behind.
They're done.
As a parent. You're a loser of a parent.
Wednesday, 8:49 p.m.
Okay, so I've been watching this Chernobyl series just like you, Greg, and I'm completely obsessed with it. I came to realize something, and it's maybe going to save the world. So we still have radioactivity in Chernobyl. I guarantee the best way to fix this problem, just send Keith Richards to Chernobyl, and the radioactivity will go away.
Yes.
It will stop. Great idea, right?
End of message.
That is an excellent idea.
Did you finally get episode three?
Oh, yeah.
It's great, isn't it?
Can I just tell you, whoever the makeup artist is, Emmy,
you mean
Oscar,
for the hospital thing?
Oh my God!
Yeah,
those poor firemen. There's like they're just human scabs with eyeballs. It's awful.
Whether it's listeners or friends or whomever, when I recommend that show, the response once they watch it, the response I get back is just how compelling it is.
Very
it
well
is,
done.
The way that I get it, communist country, you know, the 80s, the people of Russia, not only then, but most likely to this day, don't have much of an idea of what their government is doing.
No.
But to be that dishonest with the lives of the people in your country. I mean, those meetings when they're trying to figure out what to tell the people and trying to figure out how to cover it up. And they know that they need to get those people out of Chernobyl immediately to try to have the chance of saving their lives or preventing cancer. And they don't do it. It's the Soviet way. It's chilling.
I say my new heroes are the Russian coal miners.
Why?
There are the nude ones. They are badasses.
Oh yeah, I know.
They didn't take crap from like the Politburo.
When the guy shows up and they all slap his suit with their coal hands on the way out.
There's two soldiers backing that guy with machine guns, and they're like, "Go ahead, you don't have enough bullets to kill us all.
I know.
Eventually, we'll get you." I'm like, "Oh my god, these guys have nuts."
How about the dude who was the shoe factory guy who became the in charge of like the local division of the Politburo or whatever, and he's pounding the vodka midday in his office or morning or whatever. All right. Well, you got to watch Chernobyl on HBO, and you have to listen to the accompanying podcast, which has been done with the creator, who I learned one of our listeners is trying to get the creator on because his wife is friends with that guy's wife.
Oh, good. Because I've been trying to get to him,
The wife is from here, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
6:14 a.m.
I suppose it's all right if the NFL guys are using marijuana. They already spend their Sunday afternoons on grass. Oh, boy.
End of message.
That's kind of a dad joke.
Dad joke. Yeah. Stanley's poll this morning is about Roger Goodell and the NFL, and they may go ahead and allow NFL players to smoke marijuana for pain control purposes. I don't have an issue with it.
I don't have an issue with that either.
And it appears, last time we checked anyway, that overwhelmingly you don't have an issue with it either. That's on our Twitter feed at WAAF or on our Instagram at WAAF Boston and on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WAAF Rocks. How do you feel about that?
6:44 a.m.
Yo, every time I'm at bat, I hit a homer. You better not ask me if I got my diploma, because you know what? I might just have to hit you with the glaucoma.
End of message.
Yo. 774 text. I just started watching Chernobyl last night on your recommendation, Holy C.
Yeah.
I didn't know much about it before, and the show is amazing. Here's a 978 texter. Started it last night and about to bag out of work so I can watch episode 2 and 3 today. All right.
6:57 a.m.
Hi, it's Jeff. I gracefully accept the nomination for worst caller.
Come on, Greg. Come on. Come on.
End of message.
That was good.
Well, most hated caller bracket coming when we come back from Memorial Day weekend. Yes. We'll do that next week, Tuesday or Wednesday or something.
Wednesday, 9:29 a.m.
Hello? This is Bob from Rustic Fire Protection. I was the elderly man who broke down in the middle of the pipe because I ran out of gas. Well, guess what, Greg? I got fired because you tattled on me. What, you never ran out of gas before on your way to work? I find it hard to believe. How am I going to feed my kids? They're 40.
End of message.
40.
Sure, the guy was fine. Not his fault that he broke down.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.